morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad to be a child of God.
Amen.
I'm glad that God is with us, so I want to do this by ourselves. And so we're glad to have the Lord with us this morning.
Yes.
As always, I would desire your prayers.
Yes.
And I mean that, because it seems like the enemy wants to fight us all the time.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't want the word of God to go forth, he don't want your heart to be encouraged.
Right.
He doesn't want you to know what God wants you to know, and he doesn't want to get into your heart and change your life. And so, the devil fights whoever is trying to do the will of the Lord, and he fights him.
Yes.
And so what we need is your prayer this morning. Yes, by the grace and help of God, we want to do the will of God.
Amen.
This morning. As always, I'm going to ask the Lord to be with me today, but I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to pray a short little prayer, and I want you to be in agreement with me this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy, for your kindness and your goodness that you have bestowed upon us.
Yes.
We recognize, Lord, that without you we can do nothing, and with you we can do all things.
Amen.
I'm asking you, Lord, to look down in love and pity and compassion upon us today. Would you help me to do your will this morning, to your own glory and to your own honor? Would you be with us, Lord? Encourage our hearts. Rebuke and bind the powers of Satan and hell that come against us. And would you help us, Lord, to do your will? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We love you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All right, once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Amen.
And I want to encourage all those fathers that are doing their job like God would want them to do.
Amen.
I want to keep you encouraged in the Lord to continue to go on for the Lord.
Right.
It takes a strong man to be a father.
Yes.
And it takes the Lord to make us to be a strong man.
That's right.
So if you are a father and you want to be a father, if you're going to be a father, you're going to need the Lord to help you to do it.
Amen.
And so involve him in that process.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace and help of God. Now that we've got that out of the way, I want to talk about this morning what the Lord gave me for this Sunday. The Lord gave me this, something different. What the Father's Day message.
Amen.
But what we do is we want to do the will of the Lord.
Yes.
The title of the message is work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's work. And and it's a reminder, it's a lesson, it's an encouragement to you this morning.
Yes.
We're going to talk about working for the Lord this morning. All right, so I want you to know that I'm not pointing the finger at anyone. The Lord has to help each and every one of us. The Bible says, grow in grace and knowledge and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so, as we learn about what the Lord wants us to do, as we avail ourselves to his help, then we're able to do what God wants us to do in a better way.
Amen.
So this isn't pointing any fingers. If it was, it'd be pointing at me first.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord, help us this morning to get some understanding on what the Lord has for us. Work is defined as activity involving mental or physical effort. I want you to highlight in your mind effort. It takes effort to do work, all right? And so it's involving mental or physical effort, all right? It's done in order to achieve a purpose or result. It's also defined as a task or tasks undertaken. All right, so in the time past, myself, especially myself included, what I've done is, and the Lord has taught me that this was me, I'm trying to figure out the easiest way to do something. Or if I don't have to do it, I'm trying not to do it.
Right.
All right? And so that is something that we have learned. The enemy has taught us. Maybe he didn't teach you that, but he's teaching a lot of people that.
Right.
We've had a mindset that work is bad. We don't want to work. Work is hard. It's difficult. It takes effort. So if there's any kind of way that we can get out of this work, then we're going to do it.
Oh, Lord.
We got it. And that has to change.
Yes.
All right, the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
All right, so how are you going to make it into God's heaven if you are not willing to work? How am I going to make it into God's heaven if I'm not willing to work?
Right.
All right, and so what we have to understand is that work is essential. Work is a blessing. Work is something that we have been allowed to do by God to help us to make heaven our own.
Amen.
And so what I'm talking about is work in the natural sense at this point, but we're talking about work in the spiritual sense as well.
Yes.
Continue to pray for it. Our mindset needs to change from trying to get out of working to, Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, help me to do it.
Yes.
Lord, help me to do it in a way that be pleasing and honoring unto you. And then, Lord, let the glory and the honor go back where it belongs, and that belongs to you. May God help us this morning.
Yes.
God has that for us. And so our mind needs to change.
Yeah.
Our mind needs to take a step forward and understand that work is not a bad thing.
Right.
It is a good thing.
Amen.
And so I want us to understand something as well. God doesn't want us to try to get out of work, but sometimes we can work smarter.
Yeah.
But I understand that working smarter is still working.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so if you find no better way to do something, God is not opposed to that.
No.
All right, but it needs to be done in the fear and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it is that we're doing, and we need to do it in the right way, and we need to give the honor to God.
Right.
But he showed us a better way, and many times he does. There are, I'll tell you this, today's Father's Day, and I love my father, I always did. I didn't always like my father, but I always loved him.
Yeah.
And once he got saved, I learned to love him a whole lot better.
Amen.
And once our relationship got better, I learned a little bit more. But then he passed away. And so a lot of things that I would have learned and I would have gleaned from him, I didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a good relationship. So when he was working, I was somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so what God did was, the Bible says that he's our heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
And so what God did and what he's doing is, he's teaching me as I go along the way.
Right.
Yeah.
All is not lost. I can go to God and say, Lord, I need you to help me to do something.
Yeah.
And he'll give me the knowledge and the understanding. He'll direct me to who I need to be directed to, whatever the case may be. And I'll be able to do it by the grace and help of God.
Yeah.
God can do that for
us.
And so sometimes when it comes to work, it's hard for us to want to do it because we don't know how to do it. We feel inadequate to do it. We're not good at it. And so then we start backing up on the Lord, and the Lord is saying, no, this is the work that I want you to do,
right,
and I'm going to help you to do it, but go ahead and keep going on like I'm telling you to do what I want you to do. All right, so this is what the Lord has for us. God has the ability to help us to know what to do, how to do it, and then be good at it. And again, most importantly, give the glory back to God where it belongs. All right?
Yeah.
All right, so work is a blessing. I talked about that briefly. I want to talk about a scripture. Somebody go to Acts, I believe it's 3 and 2, and then read down through verse number 8. Again, continue to pray for it. Seems like all the time now, I don't get a day off when it comes to preaching and the enemy trying to bother me.
Right.
So you say a prayer under your breath if you get a chance. Pray for me because the devil always tries to jack me up, but we're going to go on for the Lord anyway.
Right.
All right, so Acts 3 and 2, we're going to read down to verse number 8. Somebody read that for us.
When a certain man
from his mother's womb was
carried.
They laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. All right, so he's asking alms. I want you to pause there. Notice that it says here he was lame from what?
His mother's womb.
Right?
Yes.
So was that, did he do something wrong in order to be in that condition?
No.
He was born that way, wasn't he?
Yes.
And so we're talking about the blessing of work in this section. All right? This man, he couldn't even get there himself. He had to be carried to the place where he could beg.
Right.
You understand?
Right. Yeah.
You see what's happening here? Now we're starting to see here that, yes, work is a blessing. The very ability to work is a blessing.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you, there are people that are in these situations, whether they've done it to themselves, or they were born this way, or whatever the case may be,
right,
they cannot work. And they wish they could work.
Wish they could. That's right.
All right?
That's
and so this man here had to be carried to a place where he could beg. Because nobody wants to beg.
No.
Nobody wants to ask somebody for something else. We would much rather be able to do it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so in this case, he had to be carried to the flight. Go ahead and read, please.
When Cousin Peter and John about to go into the temple, passed him on.
All right.
And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us."
All right.
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
All right.
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none.
Silver and gold have I none.
Such as I have,
give I thee.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Deep down in our hearts, we need the Lord to help us to be willing to work on those things.
Yes.
And God will help us to be what he would have us to be.
Exactly.
May God help us this morning. And so you see that if we're not willing to work in a natural sense, you with me?
Yes.
If we're not willing to work in a natural sense,
right,
you know, it can fall over into a spiritual sense,
yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing.
Right.
It's work. It's
right.
Effort.
True.
It's a task. It may be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace and help of God, it's God that worketh in us. Read that scripture. I believe it's the next scripture.
For it is God which worketh in you,
all right,
both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
All right, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I talk about it all the time. I think people gloss over it. God is the one that gave you life, health, and strength.
Yes,
he's the one that can give you more if you need more. He's the one that can help you be more determined. It says, to will and to do his good pleasure. He can change our will from not wanting to do something to being willing to do it.
Right.
And then once we're willing to do it, then he can give us the strength and the power,
right,
to be an overcomer in difficult situations.
Amen.
It says, God was what? Working in us.
Yes.
Both to will and do of his good pleasure. So this is what God is wanting to do. He's wanting to help us to be willing, to do what it is that he wants us to do. And then once we've done that, then leave the praise and the glory and the honor where it belongs. Because without him, we couldn't take another breath.
That's
literally.
That's true.
Let alone go out and do something. All right. All right. So when we run more scripture in reference and concerning this, it's in Luke 13 and 24, and it's a familiar scripture as well. What did it say in Luke 13 and 24? Somebody get that for us, please.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate.
All right.
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in,
all
and
right,
shall not be able.
All right. So he says, do what now?
Strive.
Okay, strive. What's that mean?
Work.
Work.
Do the work.
Yes.
Put a little effort into it.
Yes.
There's going to be some pushback. There's going to be some difficulty. But if we're going to enter in, we know what the straight gate is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Narrow is the way and straight is the gate, right? It's one way if you're going to go into heaven, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to take effort, right? Things that are the baggage that the brother was talking about during the testimony of the prayer request. He talking about the baggage. Some of those bags, they got to get rid of.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's hard to get rid of bags, ain't
it?
Because we hold on to them. Lord, trying to take them away from us. And if we hold on, Lord, this is a good bag. I need this bag. You see?
Help
them,
Lord.
That's all it takes. Work with
it. Yeah.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Yes.
All right? A lot of people are lost because they're unwilling to work. They're unwilling to strive.
Right.
They're unwilling to put the effort where it needs to be. They got effort in other places. Some people, that all they do is work. But they're not working on the proper thing.
Yes.
If God isn't first in your life, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things to be added to. If God isn't first, then that's misplaced work, that's misplaced effort.
Yes.
Put God in his proper place, and you might find out some of these other areas you can completely let go of, or they just become a lot more easier to do because
yes,
the steps of a good man are ordered by who?
By the Lord.
And he delighted in his way.
Praise
God.
Amen.
God has that for us this morning.
Yeah.
Moving on. Still talking about the natural sin, but we wanted to touch the spiritual for a few moments. The Lord gave us that. Now, all right, I want to talk about differing abilities and capabilities. So I'm going to go to Matthew 25 and 14 and 15. Read that for us, please, if you meet me there.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. 24?
No, 25. I had it wrong. See, you take it on me. Matthew 25 and 14 and 15.
For the kingdom of heaven is as
okay,
a man,
all right,
traveling into a far country,
all right,
who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
All right.
And unto one he gave 5 talents.
Right.
And to another 2,
right,
and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities,
right,
and straightway took his journey.
All right, yes, all there.
Amen.
So, familiar scripture, right?
Yes.
But notice this. In chapter 14, It says that, verse 14, it says, "The kingdom of heaven as a man traveling into a far country, he called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Did you notice that everybody got something?
Yes.
What happens is, people of God, what happens is, the one that got five talents is being hated on by the one that got two talents.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got one talent is hating on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got five talents might be looking down on the one that got two and the one that got one.
Lord bless.
May the Lord help us.
Oh.
Yes.
May the Lord help us this morning. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. See, the enemy's trying to hinder something.
Yes.
The Lord God gave you something.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's one talent. I don't know if it's two. I don't know if it's five. You know, and God knows.
Yes.
Your responsibility is to know what God gave you and do justice by what God gave you.
Yes.
Because all of what, but when God gives you something, you can count on it, it's good.
Yes.
All right? So if you got one talent, work that one talent to business.
Yes.
Work it.
Yes.
Work it like nobody's business. Did you know that that one talent could be more valuable than five or two? Did you know that?
Yes.
But because I've only got one, now I'm upset, I'm angry, and I ain't going to do nothing. That's what happened in this story, huh?
Right.
The one that had five, they went out and got five more, right?
Yes.
The one that had two, he went on and got two more, right? He did something with it.
Yes.
But the one that had one, he sat on it, right?
Mm.
And what did that happen to the one that had one that he sat on and didn't use it? They took it away, didn't they?
Yeah.
You are not responsible for somebody else's talents and abilities. It says he gave to them according to their abilities. Right? God gives abilities, God gives talent, and he gives us the opportunity to use what he gives us to his own purpose and to his own glory.
Amen.
Do not look down on what God gave you.
Yeah.
Why would I, let's look at it in a natural sense. I'm a father, right? And I give my child something. And he takes that thing and he uses it until the pea is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes to me and he asks me for something else, what do you think I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take care of him, aren't I? Isn't our Heavenly Father at least as smart as we are?
Yes.
Would that be an understatement?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
But if in reverse, if God gives it to me and I kick it under the bed somewhere and complain about what I don't got,
Lord,
and how bored I am,
Lord bless.
Lord help us.
Yes.
Take your talents and say thank you, Lord, first of all.
Yes.
And then, Lord, help me to use what you gave me.
Amen.
And then if you want to give me two more talents, or five more, I don't have any more, that's up to you. But what you gave me, Lord, I'm going to use it. I'm going to be thankful for it because I could be without.
That's right.
I don't deserve any of this. What have you? Raise your hand if you're special and you've done something where you deserve something more by the help of the Lord. We don't. None of us deserve anything.
Right.
It's God that works in us. But yes. If we've done any good, then God worked in us help us to do some good.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying? And so may God help us this morning. God is giving us things, and what I want to encourage you to do this morning is don't sit on it.
Yes.
Use it. Be thankful for it.
Amen.
And then maybe God bless you with even more. This applies to many and plenty areas of our life.
Yes.
Finances.
Lord bless.
I don't need your money, but God needs it.
Right.
I don't need it, I don't want it. God needs your money.
Yes.
God needs your resources. He's the one that gave it to you in the first place.
Right.
So I'm not here for the money. I'm here because I want the kingdom of God to go forward.
Yes.
And sometimes the kingdom of God needs finances to do things.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be the one in the stretch limo.
Mm-hmm.
And glad I don't want any of that. I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
My blessing shall be obeyed.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't need none of that stuff. But what we have to do is, if we are willing to use what God has given
yes,
us,
Lord.
to do the work that he has tasked us with.
Yes.
I want you to hear me this morning. Count on his blessing.
Yes.
Count on it. Count on it. Because when you do the word of God, when you do the will of God, he's going to bless you. That's the way it works.
Yes.
May God help us this morning.
Yes.
All right, moving forward, we're going to talk about strength a little bit. We're talking about doing work this morning. The enemy doesn't like it, does he?
No.
Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? He don't like anything we do. He don't want you saved. He don't want you going to heaven. He wants you to be lost in a devil hell like him.
Right.
So what do we care what he thinks about it?
Right.
All right? We want to go to heaven is what we want to do. Ecclesiastes 9. All right? Somebody go to Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 9 and verse number 10. All right? Somebody read that for us.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do,
all right,
do it with all thy might.
All right.
For there is no work,
all right,
nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in
all right
the brain, whither thou goest.
All right. So whatever you find to do, whatever God has you to do, do the bare minimum, and what you can get away with and still be saved. That's what it says, right?
No.
No. Ain't that what it says?
No.
Just barely, you know, barely make it in. I want to tell you something this morning. God got it over to me, and I want to encourage you this morning. Whatever God has you doing, you do it to your absolute best.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what's safe.
Yes.
That's what's pleasing unto God. That's what is well pleasing unto God.
Mm-hmm.
God don't bless us with anything so that we can waste it. And so it says, whatever your hands find to do,
good,
do it with all of your might. Mm-hmm. Now I want to say something as well. Because sometimes our strength is not as it once was.
Right.
Sometimes we're going through things and we're dealing with difficulties,
right,
and we're not at our absolute best. But whatever our best is at that time, that is what's doing it with all our might.
Right.
Don't say, well, Lord, I'm tired. I think the Lord was tired too, wasn't he?
No, a little bit.
When he went to the garden, was he tired?
Yes.
Huh? Would you be tired if you had to deal with all that? Of
right
course you would be.
Yeah.
And none of us deal with all of that, but yet and still, when we're tired sometimes, we say, Lord, I can't do it. I'm tired. You think the Lord didn't know you was tired when he asked you to do
right
it?
Right. That's so.
He knew it, right?
Yes.
And where does strength come from?
Him.
Lord, yeah.
Lord, I'm tired. But I'm asking you, Lord, would you give me a little strength?
Yes.
Yes.
You're asking me to do this, and Lord, I'm asking you. You are the giver of strength.
Please, Lord.
Lord, I'm going to plug in to your strength and your power.
Right.
He giveth power to them that way. He giveth power to the faint.
Right.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Right.
So I've already got some strength, but he'll give me some more.
Yes.
So we have that ability to do that. We can go to God and say, Lord, I need more strength.
Yeah.
These folks are doing me wrong, and you're asking me to go over here and show them the love of God. Lord, I'm sick and tired of them doing me wrong, and I really don't want to do it. Mm. Okay. But maybe I'm the only one in this building this morning that's ever happened to.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Lord, I'm sorry. This is where I'm at, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm asking you,
please.
See, God knows where you're at.
That's right.
And what he honors and what he enjoys and what he blesses is truth and honesty.
Right.
Lord, this is where I'm at.
Amen.
This is what's going on. You're asking me to do this, so I'm asking you, do something about me.
Yes.
This is how we get strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we think that people are just born that way. No,
no.
It's of the Lord.
Right.
The Lord does it. He makes us strong in him. And the way that we do it, we go through difficulty by the grace of God. So do it with all your might. All right? Don't waste your blessing of being able to do something. All right? All right, I want to move forward. And I want somebody to go to Psalm number 409. And read verse number 4 in conjunction with verse number 11 that Sister Teresa read. Sister Teresa, read verse number 11 again, and somebody get Psalm number 409, verse number 4. We're going to talk about that for a second. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11.
11?
Or is it 10?
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
All right.
Do it with thy might.
All All right, what's the last portion say?
For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the brain whither thou goest.
See? So what that's saying is, there's a time that we can do it. There's a time that we have the ability to do it and the strength to do it. And so if we don't do it in that time, what's going to happen? There will be loss, correct?
Right.
There will be loss. This is why we preach to the children all the time as well. We want children to get saved at a young age.
Yes.
To get to know the Lord at a young age. Because you're at your best when you're young.
Yes.
When you start getting older like me, you start forgetting stuff. You start telling people to read scriptures that you didn't call and all kinds of things. And so this is what happens.
Yes.
But when you're young, these things don't happen. God wants to use you as a young man, a young woman. God wants to use you. So get to know God then, and then work for Him the rest of your life.
Yes.
It's the best way to live your life. If you haven't done that, now is the time to get saved. Get saved now. Mm-hmm. And then begin to work in His kingdom. God needs you. God needs you. The scripture says, thy kingdom come, what else? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who's going to do God's will if it's not you and me?
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. May God help us. And this is the Lord's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He's teaching them how to pray. And so we need to be living in a way that God can use us.
Yes.
That His will and His work can be done in and through us. That's what God needs for us to do.
Yes.
He'll handle all the other things if we will do the will of God.
Right.
He will do that for us. Mm-hmm. What's Psalm 4:9 say? Verse number 4.
Let us work while today, brother, sister.
All right.
For soon shall the master return.
All right.
To garner the wheat that we harvest, the chaff in his fury to burn. Then in haste let us rush to the rescue, but few can we save at the most. Soon millions shall be at the judgment, forever, eternally lost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't want it to be on me.
Right.
Right.
But I didn't do what I could.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to do what I can. I don't want nobody lost.
Amen.
I don't want nobody I know to be lost.
Yes.
Right.
If there's a heaven, then there's a hell.
Right.
Right.
If there's a God, then there's a devil.
Right.
They're not going to all be in the same place.
No. No.
And so, Lord, help me to be willing to work while 'tis day.
Yes.
While I have time and opportunity.
Yes.
May God help us. May He strengthen us and undergird us and give us the willingness to do it. And then, Lord, help us to put our efforts towards living for the Lord in a way that we're a light, we're an example.
Yes.
Somebody else can get something
right
from knowing us. I should be such a child of God that just knowing me, that there's a blessing in that.
Blessed. Right.
And I can point some soul to Christ.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. Work while 'tis day. There's a finite amount of time that we have on this earth, and we need to use that time for the good of the kingdom of God, for the gospel, for the truth of God.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about another thing this morning. Somebody read for me, I believe it's Romans 15, verse number 1. Somebody read. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers for me. My goal and aim is to make heaven my home, and I'm going to get there by the grace and help of God, and I'm not going by myself. I'm taking some other people with me by the grace and help of God. What does it say here in Romans 15, 1?
We then that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves.
All right, so this says here, if you're strong, we talked about this morning in Sunday.
Yes.
So everybody, what I want you to know is, everybody is not strong in everything. Some people have strengths in areas that we don't have strength in areas, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But this is specifically talking about, first and foremost, spiritual strength.
Yes.
A person can be saved, but they're not as strong as you are.
Right.
They don't have the strength and the ability that you have. And so, do you think that God gave you that strength and that ability so you can walk around and thumb your nose at people that ain't strong as you are?
No.
No. What would you do? Well, say you went to the gym and you had some strength, and then you see somebody struggling, they're doing the workout wrong. What would be the right thing to do?
Help them out.
Help them out, right? This is how you sit in the machine. This is the way you want to start at. These are the amount of rest. This is the amount of rest you want to get. You got to sleep. You got to eat. You got to recover. All these different things. We are to teach one another. When we see somebody that's not strong, we are to help them and the help that they need. And then we're to teach them and bless them so that they can become strong too. I want you to be strong, brother. I want you to be strong, sister. Because when I am weak, you understand? When the enemy is whooping on me and my head is down and I'm barely able to make it, I want you to come with the strength that the Lord has given you and lift me up.
Yeah.
See, God gave us each other for that purpose. Alright? And so what the enemy wants to do is, he wants us to focus on how strong we are, and then looking at that person and saying, oh, they need a lot of work. They need a lot of help. They'll get there, though. They'll get there. I don't know how they're going to get there, but they will get there. That's what the enemy wants to do for us. But the Bible says in Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak and not to please ourselves. So what that means is, if they're weak in a certain area, then you help them out.
Yeah.
That's all. Just help them out. Be a blessing to them. Don't look for no praise. Don't look for no pay, no pat on the back. You just help them out.
Yeah.
Because there's something that you are weak in. You might be strong in one area, but there's something that if you're honest with yourself, there's something that you're weak in and that you need help in. And they can help you as well. God wants us to do that. This is what binds us together.
Yes.
This is what creates unity and real love. Not that old made up, thanks to the Lord, brother, sister, you know, I'll be seeing you later. You know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we do that because we're nervous or shy, whatever the case may be. But what God wants to do, he wants to go past the nervousness, the shyness, and he wants you and me to bond. He wants us close. All right? So when the enemy comes in, he gets nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
If he come over here, he gets himself whooped up and sent on his way.
That's right.
All right? Because there's strength in unity.
Yeah.
There's power in unity. And the devil knows it. And so when I exhibit that kind of, see, this is an expression of love. It's an expression of love. When I see my son struggling with something, I go and get in there and give him a little help. He knows that I love him. Just by that, I ain't said nothing. I just went and gave him a little help. That's
right.
All.
Right.
When a mother goes and she sees that her daughter might be struggling with something, she just do it this way, child. I got you.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. You gonna get it.
Yeah.
Little encouragement, little love.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is how it works. Alright,
so
many times what can happen to us is we'll see somebody struggling and we'll say, you know what, I've seen brother so-and-so, he never showed his whooping on him. He needs some prayer. And he does. Sister so-and-so, she getting whooped on him. She about to be backsliding if we ain't careful.
Lord bless.
What do we do?
Get
in there.
Yeah.
Get in there. A word of encouragement. A prayer. A call.
Yeah.
Whatever the Lord put on your heart. I don't know what he's going to put on your heart. Be willing to do it. You're strong. Do something with that strength. You think you're supposed to walk around and be strong for no reason? What good is that?
Right.
Use your strength for some good.
Yeah.
Do some work for the Lord. Get in there and help somebody.
Yeah.
This is how we stop losing people that are struggling.
Right.
This is how we stop losing them. We reach out and we do all that we can. Now, if they don't leave anyway, then that's not because we didn't do anything.
Right.
They may do that, but it's not for me because we that were strong didn't bear the infirmities of the weak.
Mm-hmm.
We went out and we did something by the help of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about stewardship, and then I'm going to talk about my text scripture, and then I'm going to be done. I know I'm holding you long. But we won't be having a second service today. So just bear with me in my request.
Yes.
Luke 16 and 10. Read that for us, please. If you be there, go ahead and read it.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Luke 16, verse number 10.
Please. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much.
All right.
And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
All right. What's the other say something else? What's verse number 12 say? If you have not been faithful in that which is that's not the one. He that is faithful in the least is faithful in much.
He that is faithful with the least is faithful also in much. And
yes.
He that is unjust in the least is unjust in much.
All right, pause that. All right, that's good enough. So what this is saying is, it's talking about good stewardship. It's talking about, so we're all stewards. The strength we have is not ours.
Right.
Everything that we have was given to us.
Right.
Nobody gave themselves to themselves. God created the earth. He created mankind. He created the ability for mankind to procreate. So everything goes back to God, right? And so nothing really is of our own.
No.
And so we have to realize that, and then once we realize that, our strength, our intellect, our finances, whatever it is that we have, it belongs to God.
Right.
And so when God comes and taps us on the shoulder and says, use what I've given you to be a blessing to somebody else, being a good steward, right? Because we don't keep this stuff either.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Do you take your money when you leave? You don't? Do you take your strength with you?
No.
What about your muscles? You take those with you? Can somebody tell me one thing other than your soul that you take with you when you leave? Mm-hmm. Nothing, right? So what that means is these things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all.
Right.
Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me the Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then.
Yes.
Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me the Lord. We have to be reminded that, because what happens is we start taking ownership of stuff.
Yes.
This is my stuff and it's of my use. And if you want to use it, then I'm not going to let you use it. No, the Lord says, use it as unto the Lord. I take the wisdom, don't get me wrong. God's going to let us know what we need to do with what we have. And that's discernment and understanding. God gives us that wisdom. But when he gives us that wisdom, then what we are to do is we are to humble ourselves and allow God to use what he has given us in the first place to be a blessing to somebody else. And it doesn't matter for a little bit. Remember it said in this scripture, he that's faithful in a little will be faithful in much. So even if God has given you a little bit and you have to give a little bit to somebody else, God is that's righteousness to God. He loves that. He agrees with that. And then when somebody has more, they may be able to give more. We don't compare one with another.
Right.
We just thank God for allowing us to do it, and we do the work that God wants us to do.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning. All right, so somebody go to, this is my text scripture. It's 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. We'll read down to verse number 12. Again, I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. Again, my goal and aim is to make heaven my home. I'm not just saying that, I mean that. I mean that with all my heart. And so I desire your prayers because the enemy doesn't want me to make it. He wants to trip me up, he wants to trap me up, doesn't care that I'm saved, doesn't care that I'm a minister, doesn't care about any of that. He wants to destroy me.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Right.
And so by the help of the Lord, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to
make
it our home. All right, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10, and let's read that, please.
For even when we were with you,
right,
this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
All right, be brief.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
Right.
But ye brethren, be not weary in well doing.
All right, all that, please. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I used to read this scripture, and I always thought it said, if any man don't work, neither shall he eat.
Hmm.
Is that what it says?
No.
What does it say?
It
says any man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, God, we all got something to do. That's what it's telling me here.
Right.
All of us. I always put it on the men, and it's Father's Day, and men are to work. We do a lot of, we are to do the difficult things by the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
The things that the one, I believe that a man should, if he can, take the hard and nasty and dirty thing, take that off of your wife. She shouldn't be doing any of that.
Yeah.
She should be doing things that she can be relatively clean and not get as stinky. You know? That's where it should go.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Why are we giving so much strength?
Yeah.
Why are we giving so much ability if and I'm not worried about if it's male. I don't care. It needs to get done.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's dirty. I don't care about that. I don't want her having to do those things.
Yeah.
Now sometimes she has to do those things, but don't let it be because you're not willing, men of God, young men of God, to get out there and do it. If it's dirty and sneaky, put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Put gloves on.
Yeah.
Put a bodysuit on if you have to and a helmet, whatever you gotta do. But get out there and do it.
Yeah.
She don't need to be doing that, you do it. But the scripture says, if any don't work, neither shall he eat.
Yeah.
And so what happens is sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, and may the Lord help us. I wasn't working enough, and I'm doing quite a bit of eating. So what do you think happened there? I'll leave that to your imagination. Right?
Yeah.
It's out of balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Lord, help me to do whatever you ask me to do. Whatever I'm able to do, whatever you give me the capability to do, help me to do it. And I found out that the food tastes better, and the bread tastes better, and the water tastes better when you've done something for yourself.
Yeah.
This is something that I should have learned from my days that I didn't, that God taught me. I know it's right.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you, Lord.
So you do what the Lord tells you to do to the best of your ability, and God will bless that.
Yeah.
All right, and then the scripture after it says, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but busybodies. Why do you think that scripture comes right after the one that don't work?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that? You think they might be a little bit connected?
Mm-hmm.
They may have some relevance one to another. Have you noticed that there are people that will watch you work and tell you how you're doing it wrong while they're doing nothing? Have you ever seen that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You over there getting busy, and they say, "Now I don't know what you think he's doing. He ain't sitting down doing nothing, is what he ain't doing.
Yeah.
He's doing something that I might be doing wrong. Get up and help me do it. Tell me how to do it." You understand?
Yeah.
Get in there with me, it'll be easier.
Right.
You know that God wants us to work together.
That's right.
When we work together, nobody is overtasked.
Yeah.
Nobody is that we can't complain about it because everybody's doing something.
Yeah.
So when I'm not willing to do what God wants me to do, I can sit back and talk about what God has somebody else doing, and I can talk bad about him and be busy and look at him and look at him. But when I'm doing something myself, I don't have time for that.
That's right.
God's able to do that for us.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what he wants us to do. And it says here in verse number 12, now them that are such, command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness. So be quiet. You ain't got to be talking all the time. Doing all that hate. Be quiet. Just find something to do. If somebody's sweeping to you, get the dust mopped in.
Yeah.
Somebody got the broom, you know, somebody got the vacuum. Quiet, watch the windows. I'm just making an example. There's always enough. Listen. There's always enough work to go around.
That's right.
There's never a time where there's nothing that you can be doing.
Right. That's
right. Because even if somebody's doing something, you can help them do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it says here, and listen, I'm not saying this. This is what the Word of God is saying here.
Yeah.
He's saying, tell them be quiet and start working. That's what this scripture is saying. Stop hating on everybody and do something yourself.
Yeah.
And then it gave us an encouragement, and this is what I want to leave you with. Brother, be not weary in well doing. And there's another scripture that says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season what?
We shall reap
if you faint not.
Yes.
And so I'm leaving this with you in this encouragement. James 1:25 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Be a doer. Be somebody that's willing to work.
Yes.
If you have heretofore been like myself and been allergic to work, or you always try to find some type of way to do it easier, it might be somebody else might can do it better, all this whole other stuff, leave that off. Lord, what have you given me? Lord, help me to do with what you've given me. Let me do a good job with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the praise and the glory and the honor where it belongs, and that's with you. And then I'm going to repeat on the next job. Thank you for your time and attention.
Yes.
Your prayers for me. My goal and my aim is to make heaven my home. Again, I don't want to go alone.
Amen.
I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
Like, for real, I want to go to heaven. And then in the meantime, between time, while I'm here, I want to be a light, I want to be an example, I want to be a blessing and an encouragement to everybody I come in contact with. I mean everybody.
Yes.
And so I need the Lord to help me. I got some work that I got to do. I said I got some work that I got to do.
Yes.
On me, I'm not where I want to be.
Yes.
I want to get better. I want to be a better man of God. And so I appreciate your time and attention. Continue to pray for me, and I will pray for you.